Well, this is going to be a...
Check.
This is going to be a bad one because Adam refuses to do his job. His only job on the show, which is to go get us coffees.
That's not true.
Don't lie to me. Okay, answer this. Are you willing to go get us coffees?
I've gotten you coffee in the past,
no,
and I've offered.
Right now, while you just clocked in.
You're gaming.
I'm gaming out of frustration. I don't even want to be fucking gaming right now. You pissed me off so bad, I got to play Battlefield.
No, you're pissing.
Virtual Turks,
you're
dude.
Pissing me off by treating
Uh-oh.
Me like some sort of secretary.
You don't Uh-oh. Get pissed off. You go on your period. It's different when a girl does.
Got him.
Girls don't get pissed off, dude.
It's true. It's called PMS. I know a thing or two.
Girls don't pee.
Then they eat chocolate.
Yeah, you have to have a piece. You want to eat some chocolate chips?
Yeah,
why don't you go to the fucking store and get some? And get me a coffee. While
that is ridiculous.
There's a Big Bang.
Now on, your
chips.
Name is Grace, and you're the secretary of Cumtown.
Yeah, and I mean Nick's Will.
Yeah,
I'm Will. The secretary.
Stav is still Stav.
No,
my name's Will.
I'm Karen
now,
with the
reason.
Big titties.
I'm the
no, he's
secretary.
Grace,
like,
for Will and Grace. You're Will, the gay guy. I'm Karen, the drunk lady with big tits.
No, you're not. You're fucking...
You're Bruce Valanche.
And I'm sucking my own tits.
You're the gayest one. What's
no,
his name?
I'm not Jack. You're
Jack.
Jack. You're Jack and
you're
Grace.
Jack.
You're Jack and
no,
Grace.
No, I'm Grace.
Nick is
dude.
Will, the regular gay guy.
I'm Grace and I get fucked all the time. I catch so much cock.
She did get a nice amount of cock in that show.
I'm Debbie Messy.
As a kid, I thought she was on the show like because the guys were gay, and I thought she was supposed to be a lesbian because her breasts were so small.
Right, that's how it works. Gay guys don't have dicks.
And by a kid, I mean when I was 18 years old. And I was a 19-year-old man.
It's true. That's true. Sometimes women's breasts are small and they have no choice other than to be lesbian.
Really?
Yeah,
In my perfect world, yes.
So every little
that sounds
world
like something my
dictated.
Dad would have told me as a kid.
Yeah, well, sometimes your dad's right.
Very rarely.
Sometimes you got to listen to your father, you know? Like when he says, go get us coffees.
First of all, you're not my father. Second of all...
I'm your boss, which is basically like a father.
You're not my boss.
Yeah, take that as. You show him. You tell him.
Thanks, stop.
Stand up for yourself, man.
Listen,
Grace.
Nick, I'm the secretary.
Grace.
Listen, Grace. No,
Grace,
I'm Grace.
I'm not going to tell you again.
You are Grace. You're right.
First of all,
yeah, I'm Grace.
You look like shit. You need to go home and put on a dress.
How dare you come in the office with no makeup on? All the men are throwing
How
off.
Are the men supposed to come in their pants at work?
Exactly. Mad Men style.
You know, because you know how like all the startups now have Xbox and shit in there?
Yes.
That's basically what women used to be in the office.
Oh,
and taps.
Very true.
It was something you could jack off to.
Yes.
Now that people are like, oh, wow, isn't it so nice companies now have Xbox and, you know,
Kegerators.
Dance Dance Revolution? It's like, no, you used to be able to rape people. Back in the 50s?
Yeah, it
imagine,
wasn't Wii
imagine
Sports.
Imagine that break room.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
It's Jane from Mad Men with their big-ass titties. You got to just put your cock in between them.
It's Grace from Cumtown. And everyone's having sex with her. Against her will.
Should we fuck Adam as a bit?
Yeah, we should. We're going to feed him to Tim.
I beat off earlier,
we're gonna
so
feed
I don't
him
really
ass
have one
first,
in the chamber.
Tim.
Ass first?
Yeah.
I think Tim would probably want to suck his dick, if I had to guess.
Yeah, Tim's
and then,
the bottom.
And then
imagine how
fucked.
you would feel the
so
stubble
funny.
On the sides of his cheeks on the all the way out to the edges of your hips. His head is the width of your body.
Straight up, his head, literally your whole pelvis, is Tim's fucking
imagine,
cheeks.
I mean, imagine his bristly cheeks rubbing against the sides of your thighs.
Are you getting hard, Adam?
I'm not getting hard.
It looks like you're hard. I see your cock right now.
Yeah.
My cock is
I've
soft.
Got a microscope.
Do you want me to take my pants off?
I've got
my
a
hard,
cock I've,
is soft.
I've got a high-powered micro. I've got the microscope they use for the, what's the Hadron Collider or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little-ass molecule that's little as shit?
Yeah.
That's what I got a microscope
the
for.
The Higgs boson.
The Higgs boson, yes. I got that microscope, and I'm looking at your cock, and I'm straining my eyes, but I see that it's hard.
Well...
Because we're talking about Tim fucking you or sucking your dick.
I've got a picture of your dick.
Yeah, that you framed and have in your living
in
room?
In my wallet.
Adam also frames every bill in his wallet. That's a very specific thing that he does.
Every time he successfully disputed a charge.
You know when people have like the first dollar they ever made? Yeah. Adam does that with every single piece of currency that he has.
This is the 43rd nickel.
Framed dollar bills in his wallet that doesn't fold shut.
That was shit is so stupid. I can't believe people would like frame the first.
What are you touching over there? What buttons are you pressing?
$50 they made or whatever.
Pressing some buttons?
I just touched Amber's amplifier, but I didn't press any buttons.
Yeah, well, he broke it.
Amber, can I shred a little bit on Cumtown? I think it's
Amber
important.
Amber said no very forcefully for everyone.
The fans have been asking for it. They've been saying.
The fans have been asking.
If there's anything we want more of, it's Adam
guitar.
Displaying things he thinks he's good at. That is what everyone can't wait to hear more of Adam's
people love
genius opinions that he remembers from college.
People love when Marc Maron plays blues guitar on his
podcast.
Yeah,
that shit is so funny. What a fucking out-of-touch motherfucker.
He's so bad at guitar.
People want to hear him sing, dude. Come on, bro. Just do the interview.
I don't understand why comedians can't just be fucking comedians.
I don't know.
As comedians complain about having to do like theme shows or whatever, it's like the first second they have to be like, oh, well, we're putting on a debate.
I know.
And
it makes no fucking sense.
A public genius clown to comment on.
A Barstool philosopher.
Right, exactly.
Marc Maron's apparently coming out with a memoir.
Ooh, good.
Yeah.
You've talked about everything you've done. Like, who the fuck wants to read your shit?
Man, it's about what's in my head, man.
It's about what's going on. That didn't start fucking until they were 27.
Apparently, he threw Louis under the bus real hard.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't listen to his podcast, but someone said, like, right after the Louis shit came out, he, like, made a whole public statement about, like, I don't know what's in his head, man. I don't know what he said, but he threw him under the bus pretty hard.
Well, I mean, I would do the same to you.
No, you wouldn't.
If I had found out that, you know, maybe you shoplifted or cut the line at Starbucks.
I've done both of those things.
I would publicly condemn you.
I've done both of those things.
As soon as possible.
Well, you should publicly condemn me because I admit my guilt.
You admit?
And I apologize to
the fans. Are you trying to pretend to be a cool criminal?
I am a cool criminal.
One cool customer.
You've never done a good crime, dude.
We got a real
I've done a lot
dangerous
of good crimes.
Body boy.
No.
What's the worst crime you've ever done, Sav?
Murder.
No,
first degree murder.
No, shut up.
Premeditated.
Yeah, he's got you there, Adam. That was cool. Stop murdered somebody.
That is
all you've
cool.
done is been rude at Starbucks to old women.
Yep.
I'm not
rolled
rude.
Your eyes and been gone like ugh.
Yeah.
I'm never explicitly rude. It's more of a psychological warfare though.
Oh, I see.
Imagine.
You ice them out, the silent treatment?
No, it's not icing out. It's killing them with kindness.
Oh.
I have a very specific strategy that I go into. If someone's being impatient, I offer them nice things in order to make them feel even worse.
Like what?
I don't know. A good example is like if someone's like, wait, this happened one time when I was at eating a meal with friends of mine. Someone was like waiting. It was like first come, first serve seating. And he was waiting right up on our table. Like while before we got the check, just right up on our table. And I wasn't going to finish my sandwich, so I offered him the rest of my sandwich.
Nice.
That's how I engage in psychological
Damn,
warfare.
Dude, that's really nice of you.
See, I did a nice thing.
That wasn't
was
nice.
Really
you were being
just,
a dick. You were clearly being
really
a dick.
I was really being a dick.
There was no even
but he
nice
was so,
layer.
But he was not being nice by fucking like impatiently standing up on our table.
Dude, shut up.
What do you mean shut up?
Shut up, dude.
You should show
me
some respect.
I missed that
respect.
Whole story.
It was it sucked. Yeah.
It didn't
you didn't miss
suck.
Anything.
It didn't suck.
It wasn't even a good example of what he was talking about.
I was imparting some knowledge on the stuff. If he took 5 minutes to listen, maybe he could have learned something.
I didn't learn shit, and I'll never learn anything, by the way.
Well, that's fine. I respect that, too.
Learning is gay.
Man, I can't wait till we can just convert this into a Twitch stream instead of a podcast.
That'd be awesome.
Can you stop gaming? Can we just do the show?
I think the show's going fine, actually.
It's not going
fine. The show's actually going better than it normally does. And you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
So is my gaming. I'm doing pretty fucking well right now.
Are you? Kills? What's your kill death ratio?
My problem is that I you know what it is? I'm such a disciplined person.
Oh, yeah.
That I focus too hard sometimes.
Absolutely. I would say the one problem with our podcast is that we focus on it too
much. The focusing.
I think if I put less effort into everything in my life, things will start going easier for me.
Yep.
Because I'm such a perfectionist, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why half the time I look down and my zipper is completely open throughout the day.
That's delicious. You want it perfectly open. It's because you have your mind on other things.
Right. It's because I'm doing fucking really hard math problems.
Yep.
I keep it open to get a little air on my cock.
Yeah.
A little fresh air.
Why is that like such an embarrassing thing? Your penis isn't showing. If your fly is down, everyone's like, oh, that's...
Yours isn't because it's microscopic.
Yeah.
But other people's cocks
might... Well, no, also because
might...
I'm wearing underpants.
No.
My That's cock not
will,
true.
My cock will rip through any boxer brief if it's not held back by a zipper.
That's patently false.
Why is it embarrassing that to have no clothes on? You know, if you really want to.
Why
get into
is
it?
Being naked embarrassing? We should do a naked episode.
We're doing one right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going to save comedy is convert all the shows to naked.
To
shows.
Naked stand up shows.
Yeah.
Whatever did happen to
you
that?
You know what's going
to
happen is nobody's going to watch Charlie Rose anymore because he's a rapist.
Dude, that was
so
one of the.
Have to save the ratings by having
naked
Charlie
interviews.
Rose.
Yeah.
See his old loose ass balls.
Yeah.
You know Charlie's got some low ass balls.
Everybody wins. You know. It's
yeah.
Body
of
positive.
And they're red as shit.
Oh yeah. Not only is he old, but he's from the South.
His balls are red and
he's
sweaty.
He just had that, yeah, humid summertime
balls. They're probably plump as hell.
Yeah.
From all the like, all the humidity.
Yeah, like two Georgia peaches.
You know how like, wood gets warped if it's too humid? That's probably his balls are fucking fucked up and warped.
Yeah.
That's my...
They have their own rocking chair.
Oh, yeah.
That's yes. underneath the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That, ooh, a little guy.
That's what that creaking noise is whenever you watch...
I kind of imagine his balls like
Charlie Rose.
His balls like, you know that like what is that? You know the thing where you take like a metal ball and you
yeah.
fucking take it and then
yeah,
you release
Newton
it.
Ball Newton thing.
Balls. That's how his balls are.
What? That they're like
they
in
get a nice
like a pendulum
yeah,
thing
at all times. Because he's on the rocking chair. You oh, see,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he only has two balls. He
nauseous.
Doesn't have like five balls.
Yeah. Nah, he does.
I'm starting to get. Sick to my stomach.
How would you rate? How would you rate your gaming, like at Battlefield?
Oh,
are you above average, average, intermediate,
no,
advanced,
probably
expert,
average,
yeah. average?
Yeah, I'm not particularly
compared
good.
To people online.
Yeah, I'm not particularly.
Do you ever
good.
Run into someone online? And it's like, wow, that's a genius. That guy's amazing.
No, it's always children.
It's just you against.
Yeah,
kids.
Well, like kids have faster reflexes than adults do.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, really?
Yeah,
we should make them fighter.
I'm a fucking old man. That was the premise of Ender's Game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Sounds pretty good. We should watch it.
No, the movie sucks. But I loved that book when I was a kid.
Hey, what,
especially when I found
how
out it was
this?
Homophobic.
Rear Ender's Game.
Yeah. How about Gender's Game?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep. Everyone's cool. trans.
Yep.
You drive that spaceship into a big alien's cock and cut it off.
Actually, that is what happens at the end of the book. It cuts off an alien's dick and sucks it.
He sucks the dismembered dick.
Yeah, that happens.
Hell yeah.
That happens in the book, Stop.
Whoa, Stop. It looks like you're about to read a book.
Yo, that's pretty funny, dude. dismembered green-ass alien dick.
I just love the idea of, like, the podcast editing, the bod falling out, and Stav just laughing to himself, reading children's books on the bus.
This shit's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This shit's pretty funny.
Any book where they cut off an alien's dick and someone sucks it,
this
just
guy's
loose.
This guy's saying goodnight to the moon. What yeah. an idiot!
Oh fuck, dude.
I hope they. I can't wait for the next sequel in the Alien franchise. They just keep going further and further back in time.
Right.
In Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it's gonna be. Is let me find out that way, way back, instead of the aliens making us, you know, it was a guy who found an alien, he cut off his dick and he sucked it.
Even in that context, it's good again, baby.
That sounds like a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
It's called Alien Penis.
Wow.
Alien yes. colon penis.
Alien penis.
Alien colon erection.
Fuck. So wait, yeah. You said the aliens made
did
us?
Did you guys see Alien Circumcision? It was pretty good. That was a new one.
Is that the premise of that movie, that the aliens made us, actually?
How about the Born Erection?
That's good. It's
like,
a baby with a hard-ass dick.
I can't remember why I have this boner.
Okay, I like
my
that.
My dick's really hard. And I can't
he knows who
why.
He is completely, though. He just doesn't remember why he's hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can't remember what made him hard. Yeah.
My name is Jason Bourne. I'm fully aware of everything.
This Cooper's like,
it's just this boner is confusing
me. You're part of a government program to get people hard. You gotta get back to the CIA. Come home right now, Jason. You don't walk around with your dick hard like that.
You think it'd be like a perma-hard dick? Or even if he jerks it off, it stays hard? Yeah. Damn.
Well, that's what makes him a special secret weapon and not just a regular
guy. Ooh, yes. He fucks for the government.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be a prison if you could never get a soft dick. Imagine being always hard and you're always thinking about
fucking. That's a real thing.
That'd be terrible. Probably. Dude. The only bliss I have in this life.
You mean being
in high
gay?
School, my friend.
Yeah, I mean being gay. Yeah,
because to me, being straight is always being hard. That's the definition of being
straight. I don't know,
man.
The only time I have bliss is when after I've beat off for like 7 minutes.
My friend popped feels a nice. Viagra when we were like at a sleepover when we were like 14.
So you guys could suck each other's dicks all
no,
night?
No, and he was like hard for hours. He was like,
wait, guys, let's play Alien.
Cut off my dick and suck it. No, he was like freaking out.
Wait, why did he do that? It was just
a joke.
Dudes?
He like stole it from his dad. Yeah.
As a joke. Is this guy gay? Was this the 300 guy?
No, that guy was in college.
No.
Brian.
So as a joke, this 14-year-old took a Viagra?
And we might have been 13 even.
What?
We were young. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he fucked any
of your
friends?
How about this, dude? Guyagra. No. And it's just for guys.
Yep.
Guyagra?
Yeah.
No
girls
no
allowed,
fucking
dude.
Broads allowed.
You're not allowed to take this drug. It's guys only.
What would happen? Yep. What would happen if a woman took Viagra?
She'd get anything? Blood rushed to her pussy.
Would get
they've make them before they
up.
Vote, I think.
What's that?
They make them before they vote. I don't think women are allowed to vote unless they pop a Viagra before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Bob Dole, former Viagra sponsor.
Yeah,
or,
and Pepsi.
And Pepsi.
That's how he would calm down afterwards. I'm Bob Dole. If there's one thing I love, it's having an erection and drinking a Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, he did them both at the same time.
That's wild to lose president and then just to get on a commercial and tell people you can't get hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember that? Because like, I guess we're old enough to remember. Like, it used to be that you got old enough where your dick just didn't work anymore.
Yeah, and that was, you were free.
And then you got into whittling. You got into sitting on the porch and whittling
putting
wood.
Your thumbs.
Yeah,
fucking
I remember
with your
Viagra
thumbs.
Came out, and it was like, I guess that's like a whole thing that was just true as a part of your life just stopped existing.
Yep.
Must be amazing.
You keep fucking with that chemical ass, weird Viagra dick. Damn. Yo, I stopped taking Adderall, and I gotta say, my dick's getting nice and hard again.
Yeah, because it fucks with your circulation.
I had a real stiff one recently.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Were you, like, proud of it?
I was proud of it, yeah.
Did you give it a little pat?
Yeah.
You took a dick pic.
Yeah. Just to have. It was nice lighting, too.
I told you guys, right, the first time a girl asked me for a dick pic, I didn't know that you were supposed to get hard.
That happened every time he had sex.
No, that's not true.
He's like, I thought it was hard when you saw something you don't like. So that's why I would look at naked men.
That's why I hate
it's supposed to be soft for girls.
And if you hate it, it throws up. It spits.
It's supposed to be soft. It's supposed to be nice and soft. That's who doesn't like something soft?
I told,
it gets hard when it's scared and angry. Of other men. Other men's body. So I say, I'm in the locker room, I say, get away from me! I'm pointing at the people I want to leave me alone. I'm pointing at their rock-hard bodies.
That was a good one. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, we have fun here, Grace.
This is a fun one.
Yeah,
can
Grace.
Can you turn off the music for the battlefield?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse me, but I have not finished gaming.
Oh, come on, dude.
Could you turn the volume down a little
bit? Just turn the volume. We just have to listen
no,
to the
bullets. Fans want to hear what's going on in the game.
This is so
you don't
want to
fucking have them lose context and not understand the severity of World
yeah,
War
Nick,
One.
Yeah, Nick is now in
war is hell.
Ottoman Turkey.
I think
is that
is,
right?
I think this is Ichitalia.
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 Alitalia.
That's how it's pronounced in their language.
Yo, did you know...
I think the Arab airline bought Alitalia.
Emirates?
I think Emirates bought Alitalia. Now they're wearing like.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's weird. They got the same they got the same outfit, but it's in green.
I want to fly Emirates. Apparently, it's really nice.
I want to fly. I want to hijack an Emirates plane and fly it into their favorite building.
Yeah,
see how they like it.
Yeah, dude. The
wherever
fucking...
they do the camel races.
No,
yeah, wherever the camel market is.
No, this is not acceptable.
Yeah, the World Turban Center. How about that, folks?
We will.
Woo! I hope some fucking dumbass redneck tries to hijack an Emirates flight.
Flies into a Sikh temple.
Yeah, into the Taj Mahal.
God, that would be awesome. That would actually be funny.
He flies it back into the New World Trade Center because he thinks the entire thing is the Ground Zero Mosque.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. Do you think you could fly a plane? How long do you think you keep a plane up in the air?
If it was a ready flying? They pretty much fly on their own.
Yeah, really? It's all like automated.
Yeah, taking off and landing is the hard part.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting my pilot's license last year.
You gonna do it?
Maybe.
Seems dangerous, dude.
No, it's not. I mean, you get like I think it's called a sports license or a sportsman license.
Would you do fucking barrel rolls and shit?
No, I don't think they let you do that.
That would be awesome, though.
No. It only costs like, I think like $5,000 to $6,000.
To be a pilot? To learn how to be a pilot?
Yeah, to get, like, you know, all your hours or whatever.
And then what, you buy your own plane and shit?
Yeah, I guess eventually.
You should get a Cessna, dude.
Yeah? Is that what I should get?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it just be easier to just fly commercial?
No, I mean, it's not...
It's not for transport. It's for a hobby.
Oh, yeah, I got spots tonight. So I got to leave at 11 a.m. so I could be at the airfield of... flying to Midtown, go to prison for landing my plane.
What if you got a helicopter though?
A helicopter,
you can land that anywhere.
I don't know. I don't know about the helicopter training program. I've never looked into it. I would imagine it's a lot harder.
Yeah, it seems harder. You can just take off wherever though, dude. Go straight up in the air.
That is true. What I should get is one of those like Bayou hovercrafts.
Ooh,
Fan boat?
Yeah, one of those big ass fan boats.
That would be awesome, dude. Just fucking ride that motherfucker with your shirt open.
Yeah.
Flapping in the wind.
Just imagine me showing up to open mics and everyone's like, oh my God, who's that? Who's that guy? He has his own hovercraft? Is that Darkwing Duck? I want to fuck Darkwing Duck.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my future.
Put that whole big hat in my pussy, Darkwing Duck. Yeah. Fold it up.
Put your beak in my pussy and open it like like a speculum.
Give me a pap smear, Darkwing Duck.
Nick just got owned.
You did, dude.
I had to put the controller down.
Bringing Fire 77 just stabbed you, bitch.
You got fucking owned with a knife.
Assault Order of Lefevre.
Lasai, right, guys?
Yeah, lulls.
Why did that shit? How was that gay shit like the most flash, popular shit of all time?
That flash animation?
Yeah. Saying la whatever.
End of the world, was that it?
I don't know.
That was what it was.
I thought it was
Speaking of one of the gayest jokes of all time, the fucking...
Every joke you've ever
the
written.
Cold, yeah, thank you. The cold pockets. Nick, you're not on Twitter, so you missed this.
Oh, yeah, did you see that shit?
No, Twitter hasn't been funny for years.
No,
they
got
taken
not...
over by people that aren't actually funny, and they just repeat the same thing over and over.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But no, this.
So why are we still talking about it if I'm right about it?
No. But we're not talking about something.
That's a very good point.
Good ass point.
Thanks.
Sof can describe.
Yeah, this shit sucked though.
He's respected and he's allowed to finish sentences.
Dude,
because he has tremendous respect.
I'm a fucking alpha, motherfucker.
No, it's not about.
So
look,
am I.
I don't do respect. I only do disrespect.
So you're disrespecting me because you respect me?
Yeah, no. It's like how heat is the absence of cold, or the other,
that's other right. way around.
Cold is the absence of heat.
Yes.
Adam, what did we say about you saying science on the show?
Dude, I don't know.
That you're not allowed
about
to
science.
Do it?
Yeah.
I might be.
My respect is the absence of disrespect, because you're taking all the disrespect. Well, the gravitational orb of how disrespectful.
Can I tell you something, it bro? Is. Something sensitive right now?
Yeah.
In front of the audience?
Yeah.
I respect both of you. Tremendous respect.
That's cool, I guess. Anyway, yeah, that Cold Pockets thing was, I don't know, some gay shit. Like, someone was like, this is the funniest fucking thing. It's cold. It's like, absurdist humor is so much.
They said, no, no old man, white man comedian who's upset about PC culture has ever made a joke as funny as this Cold Pockets Photoshop where someone changed a box of Hot Pockets to say Cold Pockets.
Yeah, it was so fucking stupid. I don't know why everyone
And the
liked
reason
it.
Absurdist humor is so popular today is because it doesn't hurt anyone.
Right, right, right.
Unlike these
hurtful...
Yeah,
somebody sent me that picture of the Burlington Cheese Coat Factory. And everyone was like... I mean, it got retweeted like 10 million times. It's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, all right. Like, I'll see this and be like, huh. Yeah. Like, yeah. Is this a strong joke? I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
That shit was also not a good joke. It's just
how about
it's
how
just
about,
cold. It's the opposite.
An HBO special, right? And it's like one of those like one night stand specials. So yeah. It's an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts... And, like, it starts, and there's, like, a severely handicapped, you know, I don't know, throw as many categories as you can.
Sure.
And then it's them backstage, and it's, like, you know, they're just, like, catatonic in the chair. They're staring at the keyboard, and it's, like, I have been living for this moment for my entire life. This is for you, Mom. Both of you.
Oh, lesbian moms.
Both my moms for you. And then, you know, they kick open the emergency exit door and then they go out on stage and the special begins. Crowds roaring, right? You know, they're laughing.
Yeah,
they're already like, wah, this is the greatest comedian in the world. Once we've gotten rid of all the white man comedians,
sure,
this
sure,
is the best.
Yeah,
comedian.
Yeah.
It's a crippled
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
It's a crippled transgender.
And then people just screaming at the top of the lungs. And then we see, you know, a far shot. We see the whole audience. And the chair is slowly making its way to the middle of the stage, like, 49 minutes later, the chair finally reaches the middle of the stage, and then they say, it's like Hot Pockets, but it's cold. Pockets. Produced by Dave Becky. Executive producer Harvey Weinstein. Special thanks to Louis C.K. HBO One Night Stand.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah, that's the future.
I saw that, yeah.
What's this?
LeBron James got ejected in the game he's playing in right now.
He got ejaculated?
First time in
he
his
got
career.
Ejaculated. Everyone beat off on LeBron. It was a bukkake. Everyone lined up and beat off in his
Damn,
eyes.
Damn, poor LeBron James.
Rough, dude.
Even the refs beat off in his mouth.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about being a basketball player is getting ejaculated from the game.
If the ref really pisses you off, you can get ejaculated.
Yeah. Damn. Man, imagine being like in a bukkake, like waiting to beat off on someone, and you're like eighth.
Yeah,
that's got to be horrible. A horrible feeling.
What, the runt of the bukkake?
Yeah. Just waiting. He can't suck any of the cum teeth. yeah, I don't know, man. Who wants to beat off? You're just sitting there. You're watching it. You're looking at other guys beating off in preparation.
Maybe that's your thing.
Seems
not
strange.
My thing.
I mean,
I couldn't have a...
are kind of for the viewer. It's not really for anybody there.
I know, but it's strange to be. But those guys are. Like
I mean,
being
even
there.
Like less than that. Less.
It's also
extreme.
A part of like traditional Japanese culture.
That's true.
Yeah,
I am being.
It's like
I am being.
The samurai did come up with that.
Yeah.
It's even less extreme. I don't know. I don't think I could do a devil's three-way.
Absolutely not.
Just because of the slapping, you know? Just hearing a guy's
His balls go back and forth like slapping, a pendulum on on his gooch.
On her ass and her thigh. I mean, it's all respect if, like...
If that's your thing.
If that's your thing. No, but I don't think...
How is the three-way with Adam is the guy fucks him in the ass. And
no,
the
it's not.
A strap-on to fuck his mouth.
No, it's not.
Adam's like, I had a threesome last night.
I had a threesome. Me and my girlfriend and this hot guy. She read a magazine in the corner of the room while I sucked his dick.
Sarah used to do a bit about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about dating a gay
guy. Oh, yeah,
guy.
She literally did date a gay guy,
yeah,
though.
He was, like, sucking another guy's dick and crying.
yeah.
Like, realizing he was gay.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That is pretty good.
just like you. I didn't realize you and Sarah dated.
We didn't date.
Yeah.
Because that's who that bit is about.
It's about you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, she goes, I used to date this guy. We'll call him Grace.
What? Damn, son. Adam's gay.
Yeah. So I guess the two big things we need to talk about.
Yes, of course.
Bitcoin, crypto.
Yeah.
Through the goddamn roof.
Stav and I have a lot of
points
on that.
Yep. I got a lot of points on the
sell?
Package. I sold. I have $1 million now.
Well, it's funny because neither of you have any money in crypto. And as we both know, I have just cleared $250,000.
You have zero money.
In my investments.
Yeah.
Shut
it's
up.
True.
You're going to quit the
show.
About
it
because I don't want my shit to get hacked.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. The only thing I buy is electronics. I literally went to... The amount of money... I know it's, you can just say, you know, oh, yeah, if you had done something, whatever. But literally the purchases I would have made $50,000 by now had I bought when I started.
This the coming amount, back from LA when you learned about crypto.
You were talking about it a lot.
I didn't learn about it then. I just stopped paying attention to it for years.
Because
I really just only ever really paid attention to Bitcoin and maybe Litecoin. Also, I never had any money.
Right.
So it was like, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if I had $100?
I still don't understand what the fuck it is. You could use it to buy shit, but you buy it with dollars?
Yeah, dude. It's so sick.
I don't get it. If you had a bunch of Bitcoin, couldn't you just buy shit with
just
the Bitcoin?
Just don't even bother thinking. Just imagine it like a security, and then it's like... It's something you can fucking invest in.
I don't know what a security is either.
Like a stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what a stock is.
But it's a... You're investing in a computer algorithm.
seems crazy.
And then net neutrality, yeah, that's the other thing people want to talk about.
What's a Bitcoin? Isn't it the fucking... The coin that Mario gets? Isn't that what a Bitcoin is?
No.
It's digital.
Yeah.
Maybe Sonic?
Bitcoin is Adam's Jewish comedian character.
I do
which
bits.
Is just him.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. Adam Bitcoin, the Jewish comedian.
You flick a nickel at him, he'll do a bit for you.
It's my traditional, it's a Jewish family name, Bitcoin.
5 cents a joke.
We were the clowns of the bank. We lived in the bank and we would say, how about this weather? I don't know whether or not I should go outside.
Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
And then Jesus came in. He's like, that shit fucking sucks, dude. It's not funny. Stop doing business in the
bank. Ooh, that's what it was. And then I said to the Romans, I said, you know.
Not for nothing. He kind of ruined my show.
I'm not
going
to tell you to, but if you wanted to kill him, I'm not going to. It's not my idea. It would be your idea, and you would have to go through with
Pontius,
it.
Pontius, word from the tattletale race. There's a man named Jesus going around doing shit at the bank or something. I don't know.
Yeah, why did they get him got? Because he said he was the king of the Jews, and they said that wasn't chill?
Nah, he wasn't paying taxes.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Tax evasion?
Yeah. That's how they
Jesus
get
was libertarian?
Yeah, libertarian Jesus. Mm-hmm. Your own libertarian Jesus. Someone to defend net neutrality for no reason other than to be an autistic, principled fucking retard that thinks the end of net neutrality is good.
Wait, does some libertarians think net neutrality is good?
No, well, they don't like net neutrality.
What?
Net
How does that make any sense?
They're against regulation.
Oh, they're against the government. But so, oh, okay. But
so they think businesses should be able to charge $100 to use Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They're like in favor of that?
They're in favor of the market deciding the best way for consumers to access the internet.
That's hilarious.
Well, what's stupid
is they
like,
think that phones shouldn't be like a public utility.
Yeah, like I don't think.
What about water?
I mean, I don't know what they think about phone lines, but I mean,
it's not. So,
in
like,
general, the idea is yes, that everything should be deregulated.
So the idea is that the internet is a communications tool, right? So that's why people want net neutrality. No. It's like the phone?
There was a piece of legislation that makes the FCC regard internet companies as public utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And as public utilities, they're not allowed to throttle connections or, you know, give, I guess, precedence on the network to, like, one...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
One, you know,
yeah,
type
like Comcast
of
can't just be like... We don't fuck with Netflix, so their speed is going to be lower or whatever.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I guess the arguments, if you know you don't like what they're doing, you can just switch to another provider. And it's like in most places,
you can't.
You don't have the option.
Yeah, can't. You only have one, maybe two.
Yeah.
I mean, where I live is just Optimum.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get Time
Warner. We tried to switch from Time Warner. We couldn't fucking...
Yeah, I can't get any other internet.
Yeah. It's just Time Warner.
They're all, like, monopolized. And,
yeah, shit's dumb. I like how... That's so fucking dumb. It's like, the government shouldn't regulate
it, but
Lewis, what, Comcast
Luis
should?
Gomez was tweeting about it. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, I've been... he's like, every video I look at that says everything you need to know about net neutrality is pretty biased towards net neutrality. And I'm like, well...
I mean, it's just like, look at your cell phone data plan and look at how much more you pay for that than you do for home internet service.
Right.
And look at the different ways they fucking nickel and dime you out of... The fact that, like, I pay $30 a month for unlimited texting added onto my plan because Verizon doesn't just offer that. Never mind the fact that it, like, it's the same network.
Right.
You know, it doesn't, like, make any fucking difference.
Yeah.
There's no way it should cost an additional $30. But there's four companies... Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, that you don't really have that many choices.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that shit is fucking so dumb to think we shouldn't have net neutrality.
In Portugal, they don't have it. And so, like, you have to pay per, like, what you want the internet for. So if you want Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, it's $15. And then if you want YouTube, something else, it's an additional $15.
Right, if you want to stream shit.
Yeah, it sucks. You have to, like, pay for, like, each.
The internet should be like fucking electricity, dude. Suck my dick. It's like my dick Comcast.
Yeah, I mean, there's still
going to
be, like, it's not going to be as dramatic as people think it is, where, like, suddenly everything's way more expensive because the companies don't want to lose customers.
Right.
So, if something does, you know, and they do also, it would violate antitrust law for them to throttle Netflix if they offer their own competing streaming service.
Right.
So, they still can't do things like that. But,
I don't know, man.
The idea that this will allow companies to compete more and it'll ultimately bring down prices isn't true because the market's already locked up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It's like
three or four companies.
Do antitrust laws even fucking exist? Like, these motherfuckers all just kind of get their own.
No, antitrust laws exist.
But, like, in this case, doesn't it feel like.
Not for telecom.
There's only, like, three fucking companies. What the fuck?
Well,
they all just keep buying each other and shit.
They still compete. I mean, like.
In theory, but they don't really. Like, geographically, there's. How much of the fucking, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't really feel like there's that much competition.
Yeah, there isn't. And it's hard, for smaller companies to, like, if somebody wanted to start their own ISP, it's hard to get, you know, approval from the FCC to do that.
Yeah. Fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah.
I want my free internet, dude. Make that shit free. That's what I
would mean,
do.
Like, that's, like.
What do you think, Adam?
Yes, I agree.
There's shit like I mean, I haven't paid attention to it in years, but when they got rid of remember, like, old TV service, like the rabbit ears?
When they got rid
of that, those frequencies were, like, auctioned off by the FCC. And I think Sprint bought up, like, the best chunk of, like, the UHF or VHF, you know, bandwidth,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were presumably going to use it for some kind of WiMAX service, and then I don't think they did.
What's WiMAX?
WiMAX, like citywide Wi-Fi.
Oh, shit.
It would
shit.
Be like citywide high-speed Wi-Fi.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, which would like alleviate a lot of the problems with like the smaller network congestion and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just never fucking happened.
Damn.
You know, or at least I don't think it did. Again, this was like 10 yeah. years ago when all this happened.
Right,
so
right,
I don't
right.
know like what they're doing with it. But like it should be that if there's like an unused frequency band, you know, like anyone should be able to use
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
Like the way it should follow is that like if you find a use for that and you're already using it, then at that point you can apply for ownership of it to the FCC like you would with copyright. You mm-hmm. know, the way patents work, it's not like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, you know, how about a way to get to the moon? And they're like, oh, mm-hmm. how do you do it? It's like, I don't know. But now no one's allowed to go to the moon unless we come up with it first. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. that's not the way it works with these bandwidths that can just be fucking like bought up by a company, you know, at like an auction where like, no, there's no way anybody can fucking compete with, you know,
right.
and that is an argument against, you know, regulation or whatever. But like, those are the arguments that. Like, I could listen to a libertarian make. It's not
right.
just, like, you know, fucking raising your stupid eyebrow and be like, oh, net neutrality, huh?
Oh, it should
you
be
know,
the
like,
government?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, if everything's already, like, regulated
exactly.
to shit and the fucking, you know, there is no free market anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, I think we should have the one piece of, you know, legislation that prevents these companies from fucking us over.
But they're going to keep fucking us. They're going to keep slow fucking us. Now we got damn Trump in office.
Mm.
We're fucked.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Melania.
I'd also like to point out the head of the FCC, Indian guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're hot on the track of
he's
worst
a real
race.
Piece of shit, that guy.
worst yes. type of male.
They got Dinesh.
Yeah, they
no,
got
they
Dinesh.
Have that guy.
They got that guy at the diner we saw who had a Hitler
mustache. Hitler
mustache.
That was wild, dude.
Yeah.
Just in Crown motherfucking Heights or wherever the fuck we were.
Clinton Hill
with a damn Hitler mustache.
Yeah, that guy looked like Keith Urban. Looked like Indian Keith Urban.
He did.
Australian country guy?
But he had short hair. Doesn't Keith Urban have like a little bowl cut type thing?
He's got like John Bon Jovi, like straight, flat ironed, feathered hair.
Oh, yeah. John Bon. That guy fucked in his day, huh? John Bon Jovi?
Nah, he was a queer.
How about John Bon's men?
Bondsmen?
Yeah, Bonesmen.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys ever have wet dreams?
About John Bon Jovi?
About John Bon Jovi.
No.
Yeah, I think you mean yes, Adam. Owned. Rack him.
Ra. I have been bested.
I had a wet dream about...
No, I don't really think I had that many wet dreams.
Yeah, I've never had a wet dream. I remember thinking there was something wrong with me when I was a kid because it's like, why am I not coming in my pants?
Yeah.
Because like, they show you those videos in health class, and like I was under the impression that I was supposed to be coming in my pants all
yeah.
the time.
Mm-hmm. The whole
night. And
that's night.
Like literally never happened my entire
never
life.
Once?
I've never come in my pants. No.
Yeah, because I always jack off before bed.
Right, right. So I think if you like, didn't jack off, you got them.
Yeah, but I jack off all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, like, even, like, when, like, you know, be, don't fucking touch that speaker. Dude.
Don't touch what?
Keep your, I can see your hand going back.
My hand is not touching the speaker. You can't prove it.
Oh, he's, what? Ooh. You're touching it, bitch.
I'm not touching anything.
Just don't fucking touch it, man. I don't know why.
I'm literally not coming into contact with it.
Well, anyways, you know, in movies and shit, there'd always be like
yeah.
a guy
well,
kissing a girl and he like comes in his pants and it's like that's
well,
not...
I've never come in my pants, but I've come in my sleep. I guess I was wearing pants, so technically. But never like, you know.
I like almost cummed once from dry humping when I was like 14, 15, but never really.
Y'all
never.
Are gay, dude.
Shut up.
I've never come.
Coming's gay.
Coming is gay.
I'm the most principled man in the world.
Yeah, I just remember one very memorable dream where it was Trish Stratus, and mm-hmm. I fucked her in the ring, and everyone, it was like an arena full of people watching me fuck her.
It's such a gay dream.
I know.
We went on a romantic date.
No, it wasn't a date.
To the museum,
And then I got on one knee and I said,
it's the opposite of what
Trish,
I said.
Trish, I have a poem to read to you. Please step outside into the rain.
No,
kiss me upside down.
Not rain, ring.
Can I kiss?
The ring.
I thought you said it was
the
raining.
Ring.
No, the ring. It's a big arena. Everyone's watching me fuck
did
this
Did you
person.
Do the Spider-Man upside down kiss?
Yeah. No, not the ring. The
you
ring,
did?
R-I-N-G.
Dude, that's...
The center of the fucking arena, dude.
He's listening to the Varsity
that's what you're
Blues
into?
Soundtrack.
There goes my hero.
No, man. What was that, Kermit the Frog singing that?
No, yeah. That was Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl, by the way, pretty good run, huh? Nirvana.
Two bands,
Foo
dude. Two
this
big
bands.
There's
a theory that he's behind the Andrew W.K. conspiracy.
That he's behind it?
Andrew Dice
yeah.
Clay?
Because yeah. Because Andrew took too much
Andrew
of his...
W. Clay.
Andrew W. Clay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get a party going. Let's get a party going. Everyone loves a party because you're a fucking broad. You're a dumb bitch. Oh, this is great. President Trump's claims that the Access Holly video was Access Hollywood video was fake have, hold on, have stunned aides at a time of heightened awareness of harassment. Oh, never mind. This is literally not news.
Why is that? Why
that
are people talking
funny.
About that? That the Access Hollywood tape is like
because Trump said it was fake.
Did you see this fucking Project Veritas thing?
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
that is insane.
The Washington
dude.
Post thing. Good for
what
the
they
Washington
do, they
Post.
They hired a woman to say she got raped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for the Washington Post
to try and make the fucking Washington Post look like they're full of shit.
Good for the Washington Post for catching that shit. James O'Keefe is such a piece of shit.
That shit is so funny. Yeah.
There's so many.
Well, it's also like if that was successful, like what does that prove? That
right.
You,
that they listened to a
that
woman.
That you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
That you committed fraud.
Yeah. No, it's more than that. They're trying to undermine the entire like. Always believe movement. That's like
I understand what they're doing, but it's like
yeah.
At some
they
point, they have to say like, you know, we got you or whatever, and then what does it do? It's like it's never
yeah yeah. Well, it's like just to say oh this is the Washington Post is fake news or something to like prove
to
it.
Say what we lied to other journalists and fucking spent a bunch of money
we
to craft
them.
A fake
yeah.
story.
Right.
Like that's yeah. not that's a lot different than like the UVA Jackie thing, mm-hmm. which was like a legitimate failure of journalism. It's not like a fucking psychopathic organization.
Wait, that was the Rolling Stone thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know Jackie? They used to call gay guys Jackies.
Yeah, now they call them.
They
Grace.
Call them Nancys.
No, Jackies.
Nancys.
That was in the movie Midnight Cowboy. They called them all Jackies.
That's a good movie.
You guys know that?
I remember I saw that movie.
How
as
about Midnight Plowboy?
You know he does already
it's
get his dick sucked by a man.
Thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as Midnight Cowboy. Yeah,
no,
I remember
not,
thinking
dude.
It was super weird.
No, first of all, no, it's not.
The first time he
first
turned...
of all, no, it's not.
The first trick he turns in that
it's
movie
not the same thing.
Is in the movie theater, and then I remember no. thinking it was really weird that the guy was paying him to suck his
yeah.
dick.
I think I, told
like,
the story
I think I saw
on the
that
podcast.
When I was like 16 or 17.
I think I told the story on the podcast, but Eldis made us rewatch that scene. We watched it in college because it made me so uncomfortable. And he kept, whenever we'd be hanging out, he would just pull it up. He would just pull up the part where Angelina Jolie's dad gets his dick sucked by this guy
John
who looks like
Voight?
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he does look like Rick Moranis.
Adam looks like Rick Moranis.
A little bit. I do, a little bit. Yeah
but
I accept that.
Uglier and not as endearing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm more of
same
a...
Same activities per Midnight Cowboy.
Look, yeah.
I look more like...
yeah, that was Rick Moranis' first role.
That was the prequel to a series everyone... beloved series, Honey, I Suck the Dick.
Honey,
Rick,
get in here!
Rick, where have you been? Oh, I got bad news. I sucked the dick on the way home.
What?
Boy, oh, yo, yo, yo,
yeah. Science experiment.
This summer, honey, I sucked a dick too. Like, it happened again?
It's just a fucking 12-minute shot, static shot of him sucking a cock. It's so graphic. It
no,
just
no, no, no. It's him sucking a giant bee's dick, and they don't explain why there's giant bees and bugs and shit. He's just a really tiny man that's sucking off bugs. Yeah, it's Adam sucking off bugs' dicks.
No, I'm a bug. How could I suck him?
Because you're the bug bottom.
I'm not. No, Rick Moranis isn't a bug
first
in that
of all,
movie.
You in real life are a bug.
It's true.
In your acting career, you played a character named Rick Moranis in a movie called Honey, I Sucked a Dick.
And it's sequels,
says, yeah. Honey, I Sucked a Dick 2, Honey, I Sucked a Dick 3, and Honey, I Sucked a Dick 4, where you suck off bugs.
Giant bugs. Big-ass dicks you can barely fit your whole mouth around. But when there's a will, there's a way.
Inexplicably, he's now a tiny man sucking off everything in the garden.
This makes a lot of sense. I will say.
Oh, damn, dude.
It does, bitch.
I wish I had. Now I'm mad that I didn't make all that money in crypto, so I couldn't just
finance this film.
Oh, yeah, dude. If I had, like, if I had made, if I had $10 billion,
yeah,
I would be like, yeah, I'll pay $10 million to have that shot.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be really funny.
We bring Rick Moranis out of retirement to coach Adam on how to suck the dicks.
I respect him for getting out the game.
Yeah, he did it. And for honorable reasons, too. Yeah.
He killed his wife and then raised his children.
She got really fat and she had to kill herself. Cause
so he had to be there for
her. She died in some kind of tragic way, right?
She got really fat. I'm not saying it's not tragic. You have to put a woman down.
Like a horse that broke its leg.
Sometimes you gotta.
It's sad. It's a sad world we live in.
That's
laughing.
What Old Yeller's about, right?
Stop laughing.
His mom gets too fat and the
it's not funny. Stop laughing. Is that Seinfeld funny. When fucking Kramer tried to apologize?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Kramer, oh, yeah.
They're on the Tonight Show or something,
Yeah,
right?
He went on Letterman or something and he was like, I'm so sorry.
And then the audience laughs.
Accurately described that man in the audience.
I really apologize for being completely dead on about his behavior.
I'm sorry for nailing it.
That's so funny. That's how funny Kramer was. Like, he couldn't even apologize for being racist without getting a laugh.
Because he was so. Because they were like, "Oh, fall down, hurt yourself."
Yeah. Damn! Imagine being that good at comedy.
I know.
Such a tremendous talent. Did you see that? Have you seen that clip though? Jerry Seinfeld scolding the audience.
Yeah, he's like, "Stop laughing! It's not funny."
Yeah. It is funny to see Jerry Seinfeld just not get what he wants in that that sense. Being rich as hell, that guy's probably hasn't been told no in so long.
What the
long.
Fuck isn't he making, Honey, I Sucked a Dick?
He will be movie.
He's got
what
the
B-movie was.
That's right. He played that B that got his dick sucked.
By Ray Liotta as a B.
Ray Liotta was in one of the voices?
Yeah. He played. It was. I mean, the B looked exactly like Ray Liotta.
I thought it was Jerry Seinfeld.
No, the other B man.
The bad guy?
I don't know, man. I didn't watch the movie. I just saw the part where he sucked the dick.
Wait, you saw a B movie?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
I never saw
it. Yeah, I don't think anyone saw it.
Yeah, I don't know. He really put a lot of he was promoting the shit out of it though for some reason. That's pretty cool that Seinfeld failed at something. I'm jealous of him.
Well, he was trying
so much
to get
money.
Over the breakup with the 17-year-old. So he put his money in the B movie.
Yo, what's she up to these days?
Shoshana, she's married.
Is she looking good?
I mean, she was.
Shoshana, what kind of name is that? Eskimo?
It's Jewish.
No, Jewish Eskimo?
She was just some rich Jewish girl from L.A.
How about, instead of Inuit, it's Intuit, which, if you don't know, is the company.
It's the tax.
It's the company that makes,
TurboTax.
Yeah. That joke would be funnier if people knew Intuit.
Yeah, but it's good. I know
fans
Intuit's
pay
funny.
Taxes.
Yeah. Adam doesn't pay taxes.
Yes, I do.
No, he doesn't.
Where'd you get those socks? Are those warm socks, Adam?
Costco. Costco. Wool blend hiking socks, best winter socks. That's Adam's tip.
Adam's Deal Corner.
You should get
that. I wish we could do other sponsorships.
Like McDonald's. What?
McDonald's would be cool.
We were talking about McCafe sponsoring us.
You know who sponsors everybody is that razor company.
Yeah, I could
use
them.
Yeah, Harry's Shaves.
Don't give them free advertising.
Or it's the other. There's another one too.
Frankie's. No, it's not. It's Harry's. You fucking.
And then
now
the
you're
dollar.
To backtrack it.
No, then
dollar
there's
shave
Dollar
club.
Shave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gillette. Why don't we get sponsored by Gillette?
I don't know, man. I already just bought that fucking Philips one blade thing.
Oh yeah,
is it
that's
good?
What I use.
Yeah. Well, I use it at your house.
It's great. Yeah.
Because he said it was good. He said it was good, but he doesn't need to shave.
I do need to shave.
You don't grow any facial hair
I
at all.
I grow a full
You have like
full beard.
Four hairs beard. On your face.
Bob Vila style thick.
Bob Vila's the beard. First bearded guy you thought of?
Yeah, well, he was very influential in my
Adam's
youth.
Face looks like a cat's asshole.
What's that mean? Like
delicious.
A few small pieces of fuzz around the edges, but small. Mostly it's shit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
A puckered piece of shit.
Nick, our mustaches are just as good as each other's. Our mustaches are tied right now.
You're out of your fucking mind.
For no, being what are gay? You talking about? We both have full, thick mustaches.
I know. I have a pencil mustache now, which you can't grow.
Well, I have a full that one, is a great but mustache. I could convert it to a pencil, but I
you,
prefer
you
the full look.
You can't look at your face right now. Only real men can grow a mustache real tight over the lip.
You, John Waters.
Yeah.
Who else?
Gomez
Tom
Adams.
Selleck.
Just a pervert. Tom Selleck had a thickie.
Yeah, but it grows down on the lip. If you can't grow your mustache down on the lip, you're, you know.
As you can see, it's on the lip.
There's a big white spot. Looks like you've been drinking a big old glass of cum.
Yeah.
In the middle?
It doesn't connect in the middle either.
That is a classic look. A pencil with a gap in the middle. That is the classic.
First of all, it's not a pencil mustache.
That is
the not directly
classic
over
your lip. Garcon French waiter restaurant look.
The gap?
French restaurant waiter. What?
The gap in the middle?
The gap with the two pencils.
I'll never be able to grow fucking facial hair. It sucks, man.
Didn't you have like a beard kind of thing? What? Like a
no.
Maybe like an under the chin thing?
No,
once?
I've never done that. I mean, I'll grow.
You get stubbles.
I'll grow little stubs, but that's it. It sucks.
Have you ever let it really
beard.
Grow?
It looks horrible. It looks like fucking. Like the head.
Like pubes.
It looks like pubes.
When I grow my mustache out to the best of my ability, it just looks like tangled eyelashes.
Yeah, it looks like eyelashes. That's
over my,
true. Yeah,
over
yeah,
my
yeah.
lip. Looks really
I
bad.
I might grow a mustache like yeah, that, yeah. shitty mustache.
Why not? You know, that's what I say.
I'm glad that I found a way to ease my way out of having a mustache.
Are you going to go no mustache after that?
No, but I mean, the pencil thing's a nice in-between.
Yes.
You look good without a mustache, I think.
I don't know. I think I look weird without a mustache.
No,
I had
I think
a mustache
you look better
so
without
long.
A mustache. Well, you've had it for so long, but I think you would look better without.
Well, I guess maybe I should respect a gay man's opinion.
Yeah. Let me woo. Use my queer eyes.
Yeah,
queer. We have fun here.
We do, guys. We really do.
I got
do.
One queer eye and one eye that's just locked on.
You know,
on
Arby's.
Pussy.
Arby's bought fucking Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. We discussed this on the Pipecast. We're bringing it. We're bringing
no,
it
what
over
a travesty
the
that is, man.
Are you upset about this?
Yes, Buffalo Wild Wings is a great
when's
franchise.
When's the last time you went to Buffalo
franchise.
Wild Wings? I haven't been in a hot minute.
It's been a year or two, but...
It's been a couple
me
years.
Me and my brothers used to go to the White Marsh Buffalo Wild Wings and watch UFC events.
It's maybe been like a decade for
Arby's.
Yeah,
that actually sounds
me.
Fun.
It's awesome, dude. Yeah. You know how many like wannabe MMA guys there? It could have turned into a fucking race war at any moment.
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings with my friend Brandon one time, and our waiter like comes up. He was like... And he just comes up to the table. He's like, woo! He's already drunk. The waiter is fucking hammered. And this guy was like, you know, pot belly is fucking... He's like balding, but it's like that point where, like, you know, he never... Like, no one ever told him he was balding.
Yes.
So it's just like this sweaty, you know, like tuft just placed on top of his fucking head. And like, you know, he's like... His stubble connects with his chest hair, you know, like just this fucking like drenched in his own filth, you know, guy.
Yes.
Loaded. He's like, you ever been in fucking Buffalo Wild Wings before? You know, he's like, I'm going to tell you my fucking favorites. You know, he's like, my name's Mikey. I'm here to hook it up. Whatever you need all night long. I got you, you know. And we're like ordering and then he keeps coming back over to check on us. And eventually, this woman, this, like, middle-aged woman comes up and starts, like, while he's talking to us, like, hugging him and kissing him on the cheek. And she's like, I love you. I love him. And she's like, this is my son, and it's his birthday.
The waiter?
Like, the waiter. And his, like, drunk old mom was there. And
she came to
his whole family was there. Yeah, he's like working his
she
birthday
came to
shift.
His, work.
What
his
the
family
fuck?
Came to Buffalo Wild Wings to spend his birthday with him while
that's
he was there.
Sick.
And we were like, happy birthday, man. We were like, how old are you? And he's like, 21.
Oh, my God.
I thought this guy was like 37.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He was like a 21-year-old that
that's
just looked
amazing.
Like absolute shit. And his mom's like, my baby's grown up.
You know? Honestly, that's kind of sweet, though, on some level. His family was there the whole time.
Yeah, I guess.
It's cute, dude.
I don't know. I mean, that's my exposure to Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's good, man.
I just, it's weird because you're at Buffalo Wild Wings and, like, a certain part of you expects there to be strippers. you have that same anticipation where you're like, I'm eating steak fries.
Yep.
The music is garbage.
Yep.
I'm going to have to see some,
let me see some
big old fake tits.
Some juicy yum-yums, some jumbos.
Yeah.
I've never interacted with a fake titty in a sex way.
I have, but it was from a...
Right, that's right.
From
prostitute.
From a trans...
A woman I was paying...
Yeah, Adam's into rough trade gay sex. It's like a big thing.
What is rough trade gay sex?
I don't know. I just love the way it sounds.
I think it's probably like...
Sounds like a real thing.
Like, I know that's a record. Raped,
it's a record store. And anytime I see the bags, I say the whole thing in my
rough
head.
Trade gay rough sex.
Gay sex. It makes me laugh so hard.
You think it's like they beat each other up and then fuck?
No,
like,
I think rough trade gay sex
you go down by the
like,
docks, you meet some boys.
Yeah, it's like you're fucking somebody for like a job or something.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've heard it once or twice.
Sounds pretty good. For a job?
I need a nice pair of Levi's.
Ooh.
That's the only way to get into my jeans.
Fuck my ass.
You want to get...
Your
you
want to
wear a nice pair
ass.
Of jeans? You got to fuck my ass. Just being removed from Macy's.
You're the guy.
Sir, we told you 9 times. You gotta stop doing this. Coming into Macy's trying to trick people into fucking your ass.
You bring your own name tag. Hello? Oh, no, come over here. You
he
ready?
Said it is only with the wearing the Everest jeans as if he fucked my ass. And then he fucked me in front of the mannequin. He said, you have such a nice boy pussy. Where did you get it, Clown College? And he made fun of me.
Clown College.
He said, where did you get that boy pussy, Clown College?
What a good burn that would
clown
be.
College.
Where did you
clown
get that
college.
Boy pussy, Clown College?
Why is that so funny?
He said to me, that my boy pussy was from Clown College.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know.
That's where you got your boy pussy from, Adam.
I got that's I think I spend half my day thinking about the guys outside of Home Depot and their private little world. That really just exists in my head. None of it's real.
Well, they just go home to bunk bed.
They have like 12 children and shit. Yeah. Like.
Just a bunk bed style situation.
Oh, fuck. I got a pimple right on my ass and it hurts.
On the cheek?
Yeah, kind of.
You want
like,
me to pop it?
Yeah, with your tongue.
Yo, first you need to pop that pussy and then I'll pop that pimple.
No way, man. I'll never pop my pussy for you. You don't deserve it.
Dude, it was so funny the other day. Nick, you missed it, but I was like...
Well, first of all, I've never missed anything.
Shut the fuck up.
Stav
rolled up before we went to...
They call me Good Eyes Sniper.
Before we went to the diner, Stav
rolled
up.
That was really funny.
And he was listening to some rap thing, and I was doing like a...
Here's the word you described it earlier with, Adam. What do you call it?
What word?
And, well, it started with an N.
Oh,
it ended
God.
With R-B-E-A-T-S.
B A. Oh, yeah.
That's what you were saying? You were going around saying that?
That's not what I was saying.
Anyway,
I was dancing like erotically to it.
Yeah.
Just as a joke for Stoff.
And I was saying, pop that cock for a real one.
Yeah, pop that cock for a real one. And then a crackhead was walking down the street and she just goes, ah! Ah!
Started laughing
she
at you.
She starts laughing at me. And she's
pretty
like,
good.
Ha! Ha!
And
then I got her
so
number.
Good.
It was pretty cool.
That was so awesome when that lady in the bodega in the all white sweatsuit called you a bitch ass N word.
Yeah.
And then kissed me on the cheek. He's like, he a bitch ass.
Well, earlier she was asking that. She was asking that dude if she could have a hug.
Is it? I think it's the same. It's that real like. It's that like you know.
thin.
Yeah. That thin.
Yeah, she's fucking like, she like harangued me one day.
She's
because she came
me
up,
a hard
I was
time.
Walking down the street, and she's like, "Excuse me, sir," and I was like, "No." She's like, "Sir," I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm nothing. I'm not speaking to you."
Yeah,
you know, because she's always just going around doing that condensed milk bullshit. I think I told this story already.
Maybe.
It's like a scam, right? Like an EBT
you've told the
scam.
Condensed milk scam story.
Yeah, they do that shit all the time. Well, she comes up and, you know, I'm like just dismissive. And she's like, "Oh, you having a bad day?" I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "Okay, well, my sister just died of cancer 6 weeks ago."
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
You're like, "Mine did 5 weeks ago."
Yeah.
She's like, "Actually, I just remembered it was 4 weeks
ago."
Yeah,
well, I have cancer.
Ew.
And I'm on my way to the fucking tiny dick store to get my mind worked on. So I got two problems, bitch.
Yep. How about you?
Yeah. "Excuse me, ma'am, but I'm addicted to crack, and I am a black woman." To say that to her. "Oh, your sister has cancer?" "Well, I'm a fucking crackhead. I am a dick-sucking crackhead trying to rob people for milk money at age 57. So why don't you take your problems and hit the road, Jack?"
That's right. Tell your sister to move to Canada where they got health care.
That's sick how you owned her.
I know.
Dude, that's really sick.
That same woman laughed at you.
Yeah. She laughed at me for dancing. For the way I was dancing.
Me and her really connect, man.
She has this young guy.
I saw her in the bodega one time, and she, like, I was there at the tail end of one of her fucking dumbass scams, and it's just like some dopey headed, you know, hipster retard.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, "Of course, God bless you too." You know,
like, oh, shut up!
Do that. They like believe in God whenever they're interacting with black
people. Black
people,
yeah.
It's like every time it's like, "God bless you, man."
Oh, and my God!
Yeah. It's like, you're such a fucking like.
It's all like the bedside, like
slime.
The skaters, the Brooklyn sort of skaters,
those
kind of
fucking guys,
like 35-year-old skaters that are wearing like baggy
exactly.
jeans.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, and they're like, "Wow," you know, they want to be a part of the neighborhood. As soon as he fucking walks off, and I'm sure he gave this woman fucking $50 or, you know, whatever the fuck amount he got. You know, and like he leaves, and then fucking, you know, so, like some older black guy is like, "Damn, you know what that's about." And she's like, "Mm-hmm." And so, like, they were just laughing at him after that for having scammed
him. Because he was scared,
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, one time she asked a younger dude for a hug in the bodega.
Yeah.
And he goes, $20. he was like asking her to pay him to get a hug.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so anyway, that's just some of the flavor of New York City for those of you guys listening. You know, people not from New York hate it when people from that live in New York say bodega. That's like a real...
Instead
people hate
store?
That.
What do you mean they hate it?
They hate
that's
it.
What the shit is called.
They think it's real, like, pretentious or something.
Why?
It's called a
These
bodega.
These are horrible places.
That's what
There's
it's
no
called.
Pretension to them.
Yeah, they smell like piss.
Yeah.
The food has dust on it.
I got something nice and dusty for you.
Yeah, I guess corner store or mini mart or
mini mart. Who the fuck calls it a mini mart?
Quickie mart.
Corner store maybe.
Corner store makes sense.
Should we review the problem with the poo on the podcast?
We actually should.
The article, the New York Times article.
No, the video.
No. Why don't you read the fucking newsletter I send out for the show? So you know.
I'm not on the email list.
Yeah. Well, that's by design.
Yeah, do you want it? If you want it, you'll find it, man. Okay? You'll figure out a way to get your hands on that newsletter.
Yeah, we're going to... it's Hari Kondo kind of blowjobs.
Yeah, Hari Kondo blowjobs.
It's Kondo Blue, did it?
Kondo Blow a Dude's movie.
A very funny comic.
Oh, I guess we've done enough time already.
Oh, nice.
Have we?
Oh, thanks for coming to Funny Moms. Cleveland, I'll be there this... motherfucking Sunday. If you're listening to this shit.
Oh yeah, the next Funny Moms, for those of you in New York, I think is going to be our last
December 11th.
December 11th?
It's going to be motherfucking December 11th. Also, we have the live show, All Three Boys in motherfucking DC, on the 22nd of December. And if you're in Boston, I will be headlining the House of Blues on the 16th. So come suck me off and come suck us off holiday style on the 22nd.
Speaking of House of Blues, check out the movie House of Games, directed by David Mamet. It's a very good movie.
Oh, and check out the show House of Pain on TBS. Very funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
I'll also be at the Standing Room every show this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing a charity thing on Thursday for Puerto Rico or something. If you want to, that's just a brag. I'm not telling it. That's where is wild, it at? Dude. No, it's at Babies All Right.
What a brag.
I was going to donate to Puerto Rico until I found out what Puerto Rico means in Spanish.
What does it mean? The rich port?
The rich port. Yeah. So it's like, ooh. Well,
they got it. Yeah. They got it covered.
I'm sorry.
They're rich.
I'm a socialist, so yeah, I believe that rich people deserve to die in a hurricane.
Absolutely. I think at 10 at Baby's All Right on Thursday.
Oh, I was going to go to that, but I'm in
Cleveland. Yeah, it's a good show. Fuck. There are good people on the show, too.
Damn, that would have been fun.
What show?
It's a Puerto Rico benefit show.
You're doing it,
show.
But I'm not on it?
No.
Who's booking that?
These brother and sister booked it. They're like hosting it together.
What are their
names? Jake and Sandy.
Yeah, shout out to Sandy. She's funny.
And why why did they approach you and not
because
me?
We're cute and nice and you're like fucking dark and like listening to fucking Significant Other Limp Bizkit on fucking Walkman.
Right. They tell the fucking truth, dude. Because I'm a fucking dangerous man. And you better not ever approach me.
You're
with
just
any
fucking
kind of opportunity.
on the bus reading the Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah, no. I'm reading fucking Harry Potter.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The black art of Harry Potter. Yeah.
It is so funny when you see people reading Harry Potter in public.
I know that's fucking.
It is so funny.
Look, enjoy it on your own time.
I guess, just like come on.
I'm also at the Stand on Christmas Day.
Oh, fuck.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why is that show. Like a show?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's huge.
Oh,
huge
nice.
Show. Huge.
Yeah, Santa's going to be
Did
there.
Did I say the time of that show? It's 10 on Thursday.
No one go to Adam's show.
It's not for me. It's for Puerto Rico.
Fuck Puerto Rico.
Everyone go to the Stand.
If Puerto
the
Rico
room,
knew what was good for it, it wouldn't associate themselves with someone like Adam.
That's true.
You know what I did for Puerto Rico? I bought myself a fucking Panama hat and some cigars
That's
down
right.
there.
That's right. I listened to Ricky Martin and I beat off to J-Lo. That's what I did for Puerto Rico.
I did what they call a capital infusion into their economy. I didn't do a comedy show that they're not going to hear about.
Yep.
I said adult benefit. Diapers down after the hurricane because adults need diapers too.
Yeah, all the
and you
poppies,
just had a lot.
All the mommies
around.
And the poppies.
I had extras from our
from
that little project.
You wearing them recreationally for sexual purposes. So anyway, to recap, everyone. Go
oh, we also we didn't talk about the Miss USA pageant contestant, that girl with Down syndrome who's hot.
Teen USA.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
up?
She's,
if you're
she's
listening,
pretty cute.
DM me, baby girl. Yeah.
She's pretty cute. Good for her.
I gotta check her out.
She's living life.
Living la vida loca.
That's the official diagnosis.
In the doctor just takes off his glasses. Ma'am, your daughter is living la vida.
Oh, shit. That'll do it. Yeah. We're not going to top that.
Good night.
All right. Bye.